Chapter 18. You're late, Trooper 2. Sorry, Skipper. Bailey glanced at Monty and winked. Monty smiled and winked back. Don't think I didn't notice, the skipper continued. A good commanding officer, like myself, notices everything. Look at you, Trooper 2. Panting like a hip pop. Give it a rest, Skip, sighed Monty. I think we've all got the point. Affirmative, Trooper 1. Besides, continued Monty, we've got more important things to talk about, Skip. Like you not signing in? What happened exactly? I told you, Trooper 1, mumbled the skipper, looking timidly at his fish fingers and twiddling his moustache. Germ warfare. We were lucky to get out with our lives. Germ warfare? Oh, Skip, listen to me. This is really unwizaroony. Bailey's mind drifted off back to the old cinema, to Ziggy and the legends of Scribble Boy. Usually, he listened intently to everything the skipper and Monty said, but tonight was different. Tonight, he was thinking. A newsletter. That's what we've got. Where we've got to start. A newsletter to let all the other kids know about Scribble Boy. The newsletter will tell the legend and list all the remaining scribbles. Hear that, kiddo? Oh, what, Mont? I was miles away. I'm going to take the skipper to the unemployment office tomorrow. He's got to sign on somehow. By the way, why are you still sitting at the table? It was only then Bailey realised that not only was dinner over, but the washing up had been done, and the skipper was sitting out in the hall watching the phone. Time flies when I'm thinking about Scribble Boy, thought Bailey. I'll bring you back an apple pie and a slice of pizza later, whispered Monty. You hardly ate any dinner, he peered closely. You know something? Tiffany's right. He rubbed his thumb between Bailey's eyebrows. Your frown doesn't look so deep. Oh, I nearly forgot. She may be one of her specials today. He walked out into the hall. She... What? Bailey chased after him. Tiffany made you a special? Affirmative, kiddo. But that means she touched your tongue. Affirmative, kiddo. But how could you let her? Why not? She touched yours. That's different. Why? Just is. Monty opened the front door. Stop brooding, kiddo, he said. Then he winked and left. Ring, murmured the skipper, staring at the phone. Oh, ring, ring, ring. Bailey went to his room and flopped down on the bed. I'm not going to think about any of them, he thought. Not Skipper, not Tiffany, not Mum. All I want to think about is... Scribble Boy.